Well, hello guys, how are ya? Well, according to the news, there's going to be another lockdown coming. Well, that's a surprise. After all, it is holiday season coming along and we can't have fun at all. Oh, don't worry, the elites will have fun. The fun will only be taken away from us mere peasants. I think it's about time these people realized who put them in power in the first place. Actually, it's no good saying that in the US, because the people didn't put anybody in power, somebody else did. Anyway, I found a news item that's a bit close to home for me. It's about this 23-year-old Femon, who has a pancake stall in Thailand. As you know, I lived in Thailand for about 10 years. But she started to wear revealing tops, you know, even an under-boob top that shows her under-boobs. Because we all know that Femons everywhere are one-trick ponies. But this doesn't go down too well in Thailand, let me tell you. The people there don't like other people showing affection, like kissing or whatever, in public. And I must say, it was nice living in a place where it wasn't in your face everywhere. And Thailand has very strict rules for this as well. So forget the small districts that you know about in Thailand. The real people in the real country are very respectful. Anyway, the police came along and told her she must stop wearing those type of tops. And the news heading says, oh well, the killjoy police. You know, trying to put them down, the police, for doing their job. But this 23-year-old Femon Thailand person should know better. There's a time and a place for that sort of thing. And I hope Thailand goes down hard on this Femon, otherwise they'll all start doing it. As you know, they're just copycats. They see one or two Femons do it and then they all do it. And let's not pretend what it is and isn't. That's just trying to sell sex. That's basically it, isn't it? But if the society and the police don't crack down now, they'll all be doing it and it'll look just like the US of A, where all the Femons have got everything hanging out walking along the street. I mean, I don't see why the guys can't have their dongas hanging out. I mean, they could put Christmas lights on them and everything and decorate them. It would look nice. Oh, you can bet that would be a no-no, don't ya? But of course, it's supposed to be men that are just sex maniacs everywhere. But it seems to be on the Femons' minds all the time, because all they're ever doing is advertising it. Anyway, I'll put a link to the story down below, and this Thai Femon is not as attractive as they usually are. Anyway, let me know what you think and that about this new story. I myself think it's a time and a place for everything. And I think selling sex, really, as the same as pancakes, is degrading it. Well, maybe this Femon's just a bit confused. She doesn't know whether to work at the bar or a pancake stand. Take it easy, guys.